Via remote, this is BOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Delegates to the Democratic National Convention appeared from their respective states and nominated Joe Biden as the party's candidate in the November presidential election on the second night of the virtual convention because of the coronavirus pandemic. Jill Biden made a personal pitch to voters to support her husband, saying the U.S. needs leadership worthy of the country. Jill Biden also said her husband can bring the country together and move it forward. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell, a prominent Republican, said he endorsed Biden because of the values they share. He said Biden will restore the country's moral authority. Former President Bill Clinton doled out stark criticism of the Trump administration's handling of the coronavirus crisis as he made a case for voters to pick Joe Biden and his running mate Kamala Harris in the November election. Former President Jimmy Carter also delivered remarks Tuesday calling on the nation to opt for a Biden presidency. Vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris speaks Wednesday night and Biden accepts the nomination on Thursday. Republicans plan to hold a similar series of events next week to nominate Donald Trump to run for a second presidential term. After making speeches in several battleground states this week, Mr. Trump is expected next week to make his acceptance speech from the White House. For more on the presidential race, visit our website, boanews.com. A developing story out of Mali, Malian President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita announced his immediate resignation late Tuesday night on state television after mutinous soldiers fired shots into the air outside his home before detaining him and the prime minister. We're continuing to follow these developing stories, as always. For more news, join us at boanews.com. Via remote, this is BOA News.